Okay, thank you so much for holding. So they're not available right this second, but I can provide your information over to them. They can give you a call by tonight, the latest. Would that be okay?
Great. Sure.
Okay, great. What is your last name, please?
Last name is Aspromonte, Aspromonte. First name, Andrea, Andrea.
All right, I might have missed a couple of letters there in your last name. Can you please repeat your last name?
The last name is spelled A as in apple, S as in Sam, P as in Peter, R O, M as in Mary, O, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, E. It's a long one.
Okay. Nope, you're good. I had misspelled the O to an A.
It's okay. So the phone number to reach me on this cell is 209-470-8670. I also have a landline, which would probably be, it depends. I'll give you that as well. It's 845-331-9378.
Okay. And that's landline.
And my mother, just so you're aware, my mother, so first of all, no notice, nothing, no flyer, no nothing. And the gentleman who she spoke with claimed they were parked in my front driveway with their equipment with no permission. She's an 84-year-old woman. She came home from shopping, and they're in the front yard. And then they've got the whole side of our yard dug up. We're on a corner on Lucas Avenue and Dunneman, and apparently they're running wires up Dunneman and they need access to Lucas. They were not given permission to do any of that. Now, I know that there are easements on the property, but I need to know who they thought they were parking in our driveway, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, yeah, no. Number two, I'm sorry. We didn't have any notice of this. Now, I understand that if they have a building permit or whatever the case may be, or a digging permit, but we were unaware. She came home to the entire side of the house dug up, and someone parked in the driveway that she had no access to.
Yeah.
No good. So, if someone wants to call me back, I want my property put back together, number
Absolutely.
One. Number two. Yeah. So, I mean, and he explained that to her and said, oh, we're going to put it all back together. Well, first of all, you didn't have any permission to be on it in the first place. So it's a little shocking. Yeah. So needless to say, I'm trying to be angry with you. I apologize.
No, you're
way.
Fine.
Okay. Because I really, this is like out of control. I mean, I saw them spray paint all over Dunneman Avenue, and I'm thinking, all right, maybe it's the city. We'll get some notification on what's going on here. Nothing. And they claim that they put out flyers, or they put flyers, really? Nobody's going to call you and say, I'm sorry, we're going to be digging up your yard? I mean, come on.
Well, we don't have access to everybody's phone numbers. That's the only thing. So typically we do send out mailers.
Okay. Because I read through your website and said that people are on foot and they're trying to alert people. But yeah, I'm sorry. It's just not appropriate without notification. And my mother explained that to him vehemently, and that he kept. Anyway, let's see if we can get a call back. I don't know how much we can get done over the weekend, but yeah, I need my property put back together.
Okay. All right, let me forward all this information to the manager so that they can give you a call, okay?
Okay, very good. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Was there anything else that I can notate down with regards to this?
I don't think so. No, I mean, it wasn't like it was a bad experience for her. It was just, it's like, really? You're digging up my yard?
I know. It's still still an inconvenience, especially if they're blocking your access to your home.
Well, they were in the front driveway, and the front driveway is private property. I understand that there's an easement on the yard, but no one gave them permission to park in that driveway.
Yeah.
No one. So, yeah, we need to rectify that. All right, very good.
All right, perfect. So let me get this over to them, and they will give you a call as soon as they are able to, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Andrea, for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a better weekend and a fantastic holiday season as well.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care.
Have a wonderful evening.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.